Some moving music for the first two rows, please. Everybody. No, not Carice. That's three. Two. One, two. One, two. Buckle my shoe. Three, four. There is no more rows to go to. All right. Hey, some of you guys cannot count. Girls, first two rows. We've got open seats in the front two rows. I'm talking to you back there. Yes, you. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. We've got this whole row up here empty. Samuel, I see you. Melinda, I know you're not covering your face. Up here, first row. Come on. Come on, come on. Right here, guys. First row, over here. See, if you were faster, you could have gotten the second row. Now you have to sit in front, so... Jonathan, I know you know how to count. All right, thank you so much for moving up. That makes me feel so much better. Is it dark in here to y'all? It's dark for me. Can we, does, who knows how to do lights? Is that better? Is that better? No, I need like regular lights. Anybody know how to turn on the lights? Anyways, well, it's so good to be here tonight. I'm sorry we weren't here last week. I was really sick. I think allergies came over me, but it's good to be back. Matt called us Monday or Tuesday night. I can't remember which night, but that's good. Yeah. Thank you. He said that they're doing well. They're having lots of fun, and they'll be back on Friday. He misses being here, but he heard that service went really well last week. So, and I heard Sister Cynthia gave a really good message, so I'm really sad I missed that, but hopefully you guys made it and y'all heard it, so that's really cool. But I have a few people to introduce, first-time visitors, and I believe they're the only ones here. So if our four Sackites will come up, let's give them a hand. These are our guests tonight. Let's give them a hand, the biggest hand we can give. Come on up to the front. I met these people before church, and they're pretty cool, so I think you'll like them, too. If you tell us your name and who invited you tonight?
Okay, my name is Christian, and Isaiah invited me tonight.
Cool. Christian, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21, and you graduated from?
From what? Clemens High School.
Clemens High School. All right.
Hi, my name's Jill. Isaiah also invited me, and I graduated from Mac.
Cool, Mac. Attack on Mac. Remember, Joy? Joy? No, never mind. Your name?
I'm Jenna, and Isaiah invited me, and if I told you my high school, you probably wouldn't know it anyways.
Where'd you go?
Lake Mary High School in Florida.
You're right. We don't know. All right. That's cool, though.
I'm Isaiah. I graduated from Lee, and Ben invited me.
Where'd you graduate?
Lee.
Ah, that's where I graduated. What year?
04.
Oh, hello. I graduated 01, so you're a little ahead of me. I mean, behind me. Well, it's so good to have you guys. There aren't a lot of us here tonight, but we're going to meet you anyways. You guys stay up here. Y'all know what to do. Come introduce yourselves. Let's make them feel welcome tonight. So come on up. Ben, let's get some greet and meet music, please. Thank you guys so much. You may be seated. Let's give them one more hand as they have their seats, take their seats. We're really excited that you guys are here tonight, and we hope you guys receive something tonight from God. Does anyone have a birthday going on? I know last time we did birthdays, it was Matt's 25th birthday, and that was a pretty big deal. But anybody else? Who? Tom? When? Saturday. How old are you going to be? 25. Tomlin. Well, let's sing happy birthday to Tom. Well, let's just go happy birthday to you on the count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Tom. 25 years old. That's a big one. 25. 21 is a big one. 30 is a big one. 40, every 10-year mark, or 5-year mark is a big one. So happy birthday, Tom. Michelle just turned 25 last week. Was it last week? So, no, 25. So we're having a lot of 25-year-olds up in the church, so that's pretty cool. Anyways, it's time for offering. So does anyone want to come up and pray for the offering tonight? Anybody feel led? Any of our high school students? Let's get a high school student going tonight. Anybody feel led to pray for our offering? That God would bless it and multiply it? Anybody? I'm looking. Oh! Thank you so much. This is a woman of God, and I'm so glad she volunteered to pray. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Dear God, I ask that you would bless this offering and that you would multiply it and that you would work in the hearts of these young people here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. That was a good prayer. So let's get a bucket going around. Who can do that for me? Michael, can you do that? It's in the back, in the closet. So we'll get a bucket going around. And I stay up here, I guess, because I'm giving a message today. So that's kind of weird. But anyways. Man, it's so awkward. Do y'all feel awkward? I feel really awkward. Okay, hold on real quick. Michael's going to pass around the bucket, and Ben's going to play some bucket passing music, okay? While I get my Bible and notes. Okay, go, Ben, go.
Oh, come on, man.
It's a pretty good song. Don't lie, Steven. I know that's not y'all. Cool. Thanks, Ben. That was really lively. I appreciate that. Okay. You can lower it. All right. Well, on a serious note, Matt asked me to speak while he was gone one of the weeks, and so anytime someone's like, will you speak at this Bible study or will you say something at a study group or in youth or something like that, the first thing that I think of is like, oh, I've got to go pray. I've got to like see what God wants me to speak on. But normally, whatever God's doing in my life and in my heart is normally what I feel like I should just share with other people. And so today I want to share with you all just a little bit of what God's been doing in my heart and what he's been dealing with me. And so that's what I'm going to do today. So hopefully you guys receive from it. And just know that what I'm talking about today, that God is working in my heart in these areas too. And so whatever I'm telling you are things that God has shown me and that I've come to realize and that I'm working on and I'm trying to get better at. So, how many of you all have grown up on Disney movies? Fairy tales, the Disney books, all the cartoons. If you've never seen a Disney movie, raise your hand. Andrew? Anybody has never seen a Disney movie? Crystal, you've seen at least one Disney movie, right? Okay. How many of you have seen Cinderella? Cinderella. Cinderella, 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 Cinderella. Okay, how many have seen Aladdin? God, you gotta love Aladdin. How many of you seen, what else? The Prince of Egypt, is that Disney? No, that's not, but it's a cartoon and I grew up on it. So Prince of Egypt, that's a good one. What else? The Little Mermaid, what else? Beauty and the Beast, that's a good one. Huh? Bambi? That doesn't go with what I'm talking about, but okay, that's a good one, though. That's a sad one. I like Bambi. But Snow White. Well, the classic tale of most of these Disney fairy tales is a peasant girl or a peasant boy, like in Aladdin, who falls in love with a prince or a princess, or in the Prince of Egypt's case, they're not born into royalty, but he was placed into royalty. And they fall in love, and at the end of the story, we all like a good ending, they all become princes or princesses, or they get married to the one they love. The Little Mermaid became Prince Eric's princess. Cinderella became a princess after she cleaned and slaved for her stepsisters and mother. Aladdin became a prince, not Prince Abubu, but he became Prince Aladdin. Even in the story, The Ugly Duckling, there's even a story about an ugly person who grows up to be a beautiful swan. Isn't that crazy? But in all of these stories, it's the same sort of a format. And in the Bible, there's a story just like that. And it's become one of my favorite books of the Bible, and that is the book of Esther. And this is a classic version of a peasant girl who becomes the queen of her country. And she's actually not even supposed to be the queen of this country. Oh, thank you. She's not even supposed to be the queen of this country. She's actually Jewish, and they don't know this until later. But God placed Esther in this place of royalty and place of honor and respect. And so that's what my message is today. It's called Becoming From Peasant to Princess, or Peasant to Prince if you're a guy. So before we get started, I have two really special guests tonight that they're just so big in the royal families in their countries. They're always in the tabloids. And I was just, when I knew I was going to speak about this, I wanted to bring them on because I just had so many questions I wanted to ask them. And firsthand, I wanted to know the inside scoop. So let's give it up for Prince Tomlin and Princess Hoy. Come on in. Let's give them a big hand as they come in. Come on in faster, guys. We're so glad that you're here tonight. Oh, they brought gifts. They come bearing gifts. Wow. What royalty. Man, they come with gifts. I'm so excited. This is a real honor. Wow. Go ahead. Throw it all out. Wow. This is awesome. It's such a pleasure to have this prince and this princess in our presence. Wow. Have a seat, please. Have a seat. Have a seat, princess. Princess Hoy. Actually, come a little closer, Princess Hoy. Prince Tomlin, have a seat. We want to ask you a few questions. I'm so excited that you're here, and I know they are because we see you guys in the news all the time. So if we can get the music a little lower. I am so excited. I just don't even know what to say. I'm sure y'all are excited. We see y'all in the tabloids all the time in all the hottest magazines. You guys are trendsetters, and I'm just so excited to have you here tonight. And we want to get some inside scoop on you. So let's start with Prince Tomlin here this evening. Prince, first of all, I just have to know, who and what are you wearing? You look absolutely fabulous. Tell us a little bit about what you're wearing tonight.
This is my previous pet that I now call Prada.
Wow, it's gorgeous. I love it. Tell us a little bit about your shades. Those are really cool.
These are vintage shades, $2,000 plus tax.
Wow. You know, those are going to be flying off the shelves later this year when everyone can save up and afford those. So you look really awesome. Prince Tomlin, tell us a little bit about what you've been doing, what you've been up to these past few months.
Well, I've decided to start my own cologne company.
Wow. What is it going to be called? Tell us a little bit about the fragrance.
It's more of a musk. And it's going to be called P. Tomlin.
P. Tomlin. That is so original. I love that. P. Tomlin for Prince Tomlin. I love that. Anything else that you're doing, that you've been doing?
Well, I actually have decided to start my own company for these jackets. And they will shed horribly, just like this one. But it's going to be the new trend. You'll leave a trail of royalty, but only if you've got the money.
Wow, that is awesome. And I'm sure everyone wants one of those. That sounds really, really great. Now, tell us a little bit about your future plans. What are you planning on doing? Tell us a little bit about what you're preparing for in the next coming year.
Well, I plan to become bigger and bigger and more famous so everybody worldwide, not just United States and China, know me.
Wow, that sounds amazing. That sounds like a very ambitious thing to go for. Now, Prince Tomlin, we know you're quite the man with the ladies. So we want to hear all the juicy gossip of all the girls that you've been dating. Tell us the 411.
Well, it was difficult at times with Jennifer Aniston and Rachel McAdams. But I've decided I'm just going to stay right where I am, and single's the way to go for me.
Wow, that sounds really good. We saw all the news in the tabloids about you and Jennifer Aniston, and that was some juicy stuff. Now, we've been hearing a lot of things and seeing a lot of pictures of you in the tabloids with at parties and getting in trouble with some of the law. What, do you have any comment to say about that?
You know, DWI isn't all that bad if you think about it. I mean, a guy's got to let loose, right? A little jiggy.
Well, it sounds like you've been working hard, so letting loose is the thing to do. Prince Tomlin, we are so happy that you've done this interview with us. If you just stay right here with us through the rest of the interview, we are really excited. Prince Tomlin, everyone, let's give him a big hand. We're so honored to have you here today. Now, our princess here is no new face to the tabloids and all the hot magazines. We always see her picture in the latest news. And so I have to say, Princess Hoy, you look absolutely stunning tonight, as you always do. Please tell us a little bit about what you're wearing.
Well, this is from a designer from my country who does a lot of different clothes there, so I'm happy to represent someone who comes from where I come from.
Wow, that is beautiful, and I'm sure the person that made this is going to have a lot of business now that they see you wearing it, because you are a trendsetter. Now, tell us a little bit about what you've been up to. What have you been doing the last couple of months?
Well, I like to keep busy doing a lot of charity work in my country and other country, Latin America and Africa. There's so much to be done, and where do you get started? So that's where a lot of my time goes.
Wow. We always see pictures of you giving and things like that. And tell us a little bit about your future plans. What do we see in the next year for you?
Well, a lot of it is preparation, getting ready for next in line. There's a lot of work that goes with that, but I'm excited and I'm ready for the long road journey ahead. So I'm excited.
Wow, it sounds like you're going to be a great queen, and you are next in line, so that sounds awesome. Now, Princess Hoy, we have seen pictures of you and a special someone. Will you give us a little insight about it and tell us anything about that relationship?
Well, there is someone, but I like to keep my personal life private.
Well, I certainly respect that, and we're always looking to see who you're with. Now, also, we've been hearing some rumors in the tabloids about your palace and a separate palace. There's quite a feud. The Hilton Palace is always talking about you guys, and, you know, we've just hearing different things. What can you tell us a little bit about that?
I don't know anything about that. They're wonderful people, and every time we get together, they're hospitable, and they welcome me, and I welcome them into my palace, and we have a really great time.
Wow, well, I guess you cleared things up for us, so thank you very much, Princess Hoy. And thank you to both of you all for being here today. We are so excited and so honored to have such royalty at Destiny Church tonight. Let's give them one more hand as they exit and they leave. Thank you so much for the gifts and the gold, and we really appreciate it. Wow, what a treat. That was so awesome. I was so excited when I heard they were coming. So, Prince Tomlin and Princess Hoy, my question for you all tonight is, do you consider yourself to be royalty? And if you do consider yourself to be royalty, what kind of representation of royalty do you give or do you have? I'm a little out of breath. That was a lot of questions. How many of you do not know the story of Esther in the Bible? Don't be embarrassed. I just read the book a couple months ago. Eric, okay. Anybody else? Sorry, I didn't mean to call you out. It's a habit I have. Princess Esther, she was actually a peasant girl, like I said. She worked with her family in their farms. And one day, King Hadassah, if I'm saying that right. Am I saying that right? He got rid of his queen for several reasons they say in the Bible, but he got rid of his queen and he sent out his people to look for a new queen. He was on a journey to look for a new queen. He wanted a new queen to sit on his throne. And so his people went out and they searched all over his kingdom, and they got thousands, literally thousands and thousands of women to pick so that he can pick from. Can you imagine being a king and picking from thousands of beautiful women to be your next queen? That's crazy. So that's what this king did. And Esther was actually chosen as one of the girls. Now, Esther was chosen, but the girls don't automatically just go up to the king and say, do you like me? Do you want me to be your queen? Esther actually had to go through a whole year of preparation before she met the king. She went through 12 months of going through different routines. She bathed. It talks about bathing in oils and in perfumes. I'm sure they had to do a lot with the face and teach her routines and smelling good. And 12 months, can you imagine doing this for 12 months, day after day after day, just for one little encounter with the king, one little glance for him to tell you, yes, I want you to be my king, or no, I don't want you to be my queen. So Esther went through all this preparation, and at the end of her 12 months, she stood in front of the king, and the king chose her to be his queen. And I'm reading a book that has to do with Esther, and when I was reading this, I was like so inspired and just like awestruck, because I thought to myself, 12 whole months to prepare yourself just to meet the king, just to meet a man, to see if he even wanted you out of thousands and thousands of other girls. She was chosen. And God chose her to be in this specific place at this specific time. And later in the story, Esther not only became queen, but she also saved her people. And she ends up saving her people from death and because of her favor with King Hadassah. So just really quickly, I just have a couple of points that I want to share with you guys that, like I said, that I've been really thinking about since I've read this chapter and I've begun to read this book. What kind of royalty are you in God's kingdom? If we are children of the King, who is King of all the earth, King over the universe, King over creation, then we, as his children, are his princes and princesses. But do we act like it? Are we preparing for something significant? Are we humble? Are we a good example of the kingdom of God? And how are we representing our king? We had two different people here representing two different kingdoms, and it was a little far-fetched. But we had on one hand someone representing himself, someone who was thinking of his future fame and his furthering his own kingdom. And then we had someone here who was preparing next in line for her own kingdom, working with her people and doing charity and things like that. Someone made a joke the other day. I don't know who it was, if it was Joy or not. But she said, if you really want to get to know somebody, look on their MySpace. And I was like, really? What are you talking about? She's like, yeah, like, and I don't know if it was Joy or not. It wasn't Joy. So someone was telling me, yeah, she's like, you think you know somebody and then you go on their MySpace and they're like a totally different person. It's like so weird. And I just thought that was really funny how people can be a certain way in front of you or in a certain setting, but in a different setting, they're totally different. You don't even know who is this person. I mean, who are they? What about the way we talk with each other? When we're around a certain group of people, we may talk one way, and when we're around another group of people, we may talk another way. And I know that sounds so basic, but if you really think about it, we're always setting an example for who we are. People are always looking at you, especially if you're claiming to be a Christian, especially if you profess God as your savior. People are always keeping their eye on you and really watching you and seeing how are they going to act, what are they going to say, or what are they going to do now. Royalty is looked up to. It's respected, and it also comes with a lot of responsibility. We as Christians are given lots of responsibilities. When I was a young girl, I used to tell my mom, oh, I hate being the oldest. I hate it. I don't want to be the oldest. And I was like, I get blamed for everything. I'm sick of being the oldest. I don't want to be it anymore. I don't want to be the oldest. And my mom used to tell me, you get extra blessing for being the oldest. She said, with being the oldest comes more responsibility and comes blessing. And the same thing with being the children of God. Being a child of God is a very blessed thing to be. We are a very blessed people, but we also have responsibilities to fulfill. To the two things that I want to tell you, the first thing is preparation for his presence. What are you doing to prepare for God's presence? Every time that you go into his presence, are you praying ahead of time? And like I said, when I read this, I was like, wow, I'm not doing this ever. Like, I never do this. Before we go to church, are you preparing for something to happen in his presence? Are you preparing yourself to receive something from God? Esther had to prepare 12 months for one little meeting. 12 whole months, one whole year for one meeting. How much are you preparing just to be in God's presence? And the second thing I really want to let you guys know is never underestimate the potential of one encounter. In that one encounter with Esther and the king, she became the queen of that kingdom. God has divine appointments. God has destinies for all of us. And if we're not preparing, we may miss an encounter. Never underestimate the presence of God. Every time that we come into a service, as small or as big, doesn't matter if it's a little Bible group, never underestimate that encounter with God or with that group. Even in your personal lives, if you're getting ready for a job, some of you guys are getting ready to go to college. Some of you guys are just like, should I be in the band or should I be in cheerleading? Those different things, you can go to God and prepare yourself for these decisions. And God is going to be there. And when that time comes to make that decision, God's going to give you the words and the things to say and remember and to do and the decisions to make in all of these areas. So those are basically my two points is prepare to be in his presence and never underestimate the power or the potential of an encounter with God and his kingdom. And I just want to encourage you to begin to act like royalty of the King and begin to be the examples that I know all of us can be. And even myself, I'm not always the best example, but I really want to be the best example. I really want to be a humble example for God. And this is what God's doing in my heart. And these are the things that God's showing me. And so I just wanted to share with y'all today is begin to act like the royalty that God has made you to be. So let's pray. Lord God, we just come before you right now, and we just thank you so much for, Lord God, saving us, Lord God, and your mercy on our lives, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that with the blessings that you give us, Lord God, you also give us the responsibilities, Lord Jesus, of your kingdom and, Lord God, this world, Lord Jesus. And I just pray that as of today, you remind us, Lord God, that we are royalty in your kingdom, Lord God, and that with that royalty, we need to start to act like that, Lord Jesus, and we need to start to act the way you would want us to act, Lord God. And I just pray that you help us to remember these things in our heart and just let it permeate, Lord God, into us and help us just to be obedient to your word. And I just thank you for this evening, and I thank you for everyone who's here tonight. And I pray for a safe return home and that they have a good week this week, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, amen. You guys are released to go. So it's 8:05, so you guys have some time to chill out, hang out.